Chapter 18. Keep on bakin'. Even though we sold most of our crownies, we only made $30. Then we had to use $10 of that money to buy more crownie ingredients, which only left us with $20 profit, which means we have to go back to the market tomorrow morning and make $80, which seems kind of impossible. And we only have until noon at the latest. Then I subtract the time it takes to get to and from the market, and I get really worried. "Do you think Pharaoh would meet us at the market at noon?" I ask. Cinderella shakes her head. She really seems to like chimneys and fireplaces. Long story short, that night, instead of sleeping, we bake. Chocolate chip crownies, blondies, or clondies as we call them. And walnut crownies, even though Jonah keeps shaking his head in disapproval. It's a good thing I'm busy mixing ingredients all night, because there's no way I can sleep. I'm way too nervous. What if our plan doesn't work? Will Pharaoh think we failed our mission? Will she not help Cinderella? Will she not help Jonah and me get home? We really have to get home. Technically, it's only been a few days in Fairy Tale Land, so probably only a few hours have passed at home. The key word here is probably. What if I'm wrong? What if time is going faster at home? What if days have passed? Or what if Pharaoh doesn't help us find the magic mirror that will lead us back to Smithville? Then what? Then we're stuck in Flume forever. It's 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. I'm navigating through the many booths at the market. Jonah and Cinderella have been here since 6. I stayed behind to wait for the last 2 batches of crownies to cool and to leave the Step family their breakfast. But who knows what'll happen when Betty wakes up and realizes we're not there. We asked Kayla to tell her that we had some errands to run. I hope Kayla doesn't change her mind and tell on us. As we approach our booth, I feel an explosion of butterflies in my stomach. What if it's slower than yesterday? What if no one buys anything? What if we can't pull it off? Wow, it's really busy here today. Look at that booth near the entrance. They have a line. It snakes around the block. I wonder what they're selling. As I step closer to the booth, I realize something amazing. The people are standing in line for Cinderella's crownies. By 9 o'clock, we've sold 40 crownies. By 10, 65. By 11:30, we're sold out. We've made $120. You did it! Jonah cheers, giving Cinderella a high five. We actually had 6 crownies left, but we let ourselves have a snack. Of course, the 6 crownies left had walnuts, but that didn't stop Cinderella and Jonah from eating their share. I'm saving one of mine for later. We did it, Cinderella says. You guys are the best. I couldn't have done it without you. That's true. Though technically she shouldn't have had to do it at all. It's because of us she hurt her foot. No need to remind her of that, though. You're going to be a princess, I tell her instead. Cinderella puts the money in an envelope, which I carry in one of the extra satchels. We give each other a group victory hug and then run to catch the parage. The grandfather clock in the living room says 11:45 when we open Cinderella's front door. We only have 15 minutes left to call Farah. Where have you been? Betty snaps when we step inside. The prince's assistant is on his way, and I had to prepare the tea myself. Oh, no. I don't want to anger Betty. What if she somehow messes up the plan? We were at the market, Cinderella says. Doing what? Betty barks. Getting dinner. It's the truth. Cinderella bought a pot roast from the butcher for later. Betty has an account there, so she charged it. Though, if everything goes her way by the time dinner rolls around, she won't be the one cooking it. She'll be engaged to the prince. Betty looks at her with suspicion. We just need to freshen up, Cinderella says, and then we'll make lunch. What I need is for you to finish preparing the tea and cakes for the prince's people. I've just heard that they're only a few houses away. They should be here within the hour. So you need to hurry. Beatrice and Kayla are making themselves presentable as we speak. We'll be right down, Cinderella says cheerfully. It's 11:50. Jonah and I run up the stairs while Cinderella hobbles up behind us. We pass Beatrice and Kayla's room on the way. Their door is open, and I peek inside.
Cinderella! Beatrice yells, I need your help!
Can't now, Cinderella says, giving Kayla a thumbs up. Then up to the attic we go. We close the door behind us. Cinderella knocks on the chimney.
Farah! Are you there?
My heart races. I hope this works. It has to work. There's a burst of yellow sparkle. Here we go.